Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Yes, we are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon from the Score Update studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Derrick Rose will play and start tomorrow night as the Bulls open up the NBA regular season against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Rose says he's ready for the heavy workload, but his coach, Fred Hoiberg, says he'll try and bring him along slowly.
In regards to Derrick, you got to be a little bit careful because it is a long season. It's a marathon. You got to prepare your guys the best you can and try to keep them healthy in practice the last couple days. And I know it's great for our guys because of just the dynamic explosiveness that he brings to the floor. And, you know, if those guys aren't running, Derek's going to pass them by. And, you know, I know it's fun for our guys to play that way.
Track meet basketball beginning tomorrow night at the United Center. By the way, the Cavaliers enter the season shorthanded as Kyrie Irving and Iman Shumpert. They'll be out for a while. Lots of news on baseball's vacant managerial front. Washington is said to be down to either Dusty Baker or Bud Black. Miami is greatly leaning towards Don Mattingly, who had his long interview today. And Ron Gardenhire has had a pair of interviews out in San Diego. In pro football, the Lions did a semi-shakeup today on their coaching staff, firing their offensive coordinator and offensive line coach. But head coach Jim Caldwell, he's still standing. And tonight here on The Score, the broadcast of Baltimore and Arizona. Join Hub Arkish and Chicago Bears, Sam Acho. They'll be broadcasting live Friday from Long Shots Bar and Grill in Joliet for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are less than you think.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Zach Zaidman has the latest on the Bears.
Every question that you want asked was asked, Dan.
Okay.
We did not get the kind of answers I think you wanted.
Yeah, I think just like everything, you know, you evaluate. And, really, like every day, I think, every situation is, individually different. Like we mentioned, in Ryan's release that, like all our personnel decisions, I don't know that really any of the decisions in this league are actually normal, but, guys are constantly evaluated. Well. I think, that's why you have security, and that's...
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God, no way. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Matt Bowen.
Remember, this time of year, Matt is sitting outside his garage drinking Busch Light and deep frying things.
Yeah, deep frying.
It's a beautiful thing now. You got to come by and check it out one of these years.
I kind of want to, actually. Really? I mean, I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 5:03, we have a very special guest. We always love our visits.
He's on Twitter at Suhan, STRIB. The Minneapolis Star Tribune is where you read the work of Jim Suhan, and he joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, Jim, sad day for any of us who've spent time around Flip Saunders. It really sucks that at the age of 60 that he succumbs to complications from his lymphoma treatment. I imagine there's some pretty downcast people around there.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the outpouring of affection for Flip. It has a slightly different tenor. I mean, let's face it, we see people pass all the time in our lives and public figures pass. I think the reason Flip's death hit people so hard is he was the rare big shot, the rare executive or coach who was kind of his own ambassador for the sport. You know, he didn't delegate. He didn't have a PR team to try to drum up interest in his team or his sport. He wanted to talk basketball with you. He wanted you to know why he was making the move he was making. He wanted to be able to spin you. He wanted to have fun talking about the game. And that's what I really noticed about him in his second stint here was he was just thrilled to be back here. He was thrilled to be running this organization, and he was thrilled at the chance to put together a good team for the Timberwolves after a very long drought here. It was, you know, I run into him in the Skyway in Minneapolis, and he'd stop me and want to talk basketball. That's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, that's sort of what we were talking about earlier, because Dan knew him. I did not know him. I did not run across him. And that's, you know, you run across basketball people like that. You're right. They're few and far between. But that's what they do. They're happy to talk. I mean, you talk about other sports sometimes. You think about what basketball guys like that mean. And that's just priceless, what he brought, what you're talking about there, Jim. And the piece you wrote today was terrific.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, I didn't know Flip as well as some of the other people in town, because I covered mostly football and baseball most of my career here. When I started doing the column, unfortunately, I started covering Flip the year he got fired. I covered Flip as a coach the year he was, Latrell Sprewell was stabbing him in the back. So that wasn't a lot of fun. It wasn't a great setting in which for me to get to know him. But, you know, Steve Ashburn, who did cover him here and does a great job for NBA.com, he wrote a great personal piece because he knew Flip better than I did. And he made a great point. He made the point that Flip did not hold grudges. How rare is that in this business? Flip did not hold grudges. You know, I was hard on Flip at times. I wrote that, hey, Flip shouldn't – there was a big movement in town that the Gopher basketball program should hire Flip to be its coach after Cubby left. And I was like, God, don't just hire the local guy. He's the local guy. You know, I mean, I took my shots at Flip, but his enthusiasm for people, his enthusiasm for the game always carried him past – petty grudges. He could have been mad at me very easily, and I wouldn't have blamed him, but that just wasn't who he was.
Well, he also really democratized some things where you get around some coaches who would be willing to talk to their guys or willing to talk to certain conduits or certain people, but then they'd always play favorites. The thing that always struck me about him was he didn't care who you were. If you were talking about basketball and he was talking about basketball, you were as much a part of the conversation as anybody. You know, he didn't know anything about, you know, when I was 22 when I started with in the Continental Basketball Association, he was in lacrosse and doing play-by-play, and he didn't have to say anything to me if he didn't want to, but he would come up to me before a game, having watched the game tape with the radio call on it, and he'd say something like, yeah, you know, that screen that you called a flare wasn't really a flare screen, it was something else, and, you know, we call it something else, and I'd ask him about it. He'd grab your pencil, and he'd say, well, look, we do this, and that action is called this. And it was just, oh, okay. He didn't have to do any of that. And then later on, over the course of years, you know, he'd start to needle you a little bit, and he'd find some things. He'd say, oh, yeah, I heard you criticizing my substitution pattern. I see. I guess you know my guys better than I know my guys. And then he'd laugh, and he'd say, well, there's a reason I did that, because blah, 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 blah. And very few coaches felt comfortable enough doing that and feeling like they were going to give away some sort of competitive advantage or state secret, where he never thought that way.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, Minneapolis is known for being a basketball hotbed, but because of that, the people who love basketball here, it's a fraternity. It's a fraternity and a sorority. The people who love it almost defend it. They're ambassadors for it. And Flip, and, you know, there's like a junior college coach named Jay Pivick, who's kind of a mini legend up here, and he and Flip are tight. You know, that, and everybody goes to everybody else's games and sits and talks hoops. Two quick stories. I got a buddy named Mike McFeely who works in Fargo, radio newspaper guy, and he's kind of their big shooter up there. And he was telling me that the Wolves, you know, way back when, played a an exhibition game in the Fargo Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
oh,
yes. Most NBA teams do that. It's, hey, how quickly can I get in and out of there?
I know the Fargo Dome well, yeah. Jim. In fact, they didn't heat it. They would slide the stands down to one corner, and we had guys in layup lines wearing gloves and parkas, and that is not a joke. They refused to come out in uniforms. It was 26 below outside, and they didn't heat it.
Well, you know, we're hardy up here, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you
yeah, sure, you betcha.
Put some gloves on there. Put the skull cap on, it'll be fine. So McNeely's telling me he's covering a preseason NBA game, and Flip comes out of a hallway and sees him and goes, hey, what can I do for you? Hey, you want to talk to Kevin Garnett? I'll get Kevin Garnett. I mean, when the hell does that happen?
Right.
And my you know, last year, Flip's back for his coaching, his second coaching debut with the Wolves. They open in Memphis. The newspaper decided at the last second to send me down there because Flip's return. It's Andrew Wiggins' first game. And again, you know, Flip and I, to this point, are not exactly cozy. I walk up for the morning shoot around, press briefing or whatever. Flip literally gets down on his hands and knees and like welcomes me. Oh my God, we're a big deal. Shoot hands here. And he's giving me crap. You know, it's not like he's not serious. He's giving me crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brilliant. Can you imagine anybody else doing that?
No. No, there's no, you know, we were talking before about how basketball guys, a lot of basketball guys, maybe not exactly like Flip, but certainly always willing to talk the game. I don't run across many football guys anymore, but when I wrote, it was always the basketball guys, Jim. The baseball managers are kind of weird, and they're always naked sitting at their desk, and that was just icky. But the basketball guys were always willing, or at least many of them were willing to talk the game, to teach you if you wanted to know, to find out stuff. It there's something about a guy who coaches basketball, at least a lot of them.
That's very true, and they love the stories. They love the personality. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They chose a flamboyant sport. You know, football people don't want to be flamboyant. Baseball people do not like, you know, they like old school thinking.
Yep.
Basketball, they chose a flamboyant, entertaining, and they chose a game that is designed to entertain people, and that does show through.
I think part of it with Flip, too, is that's a guy who in basketball always had to fight for everything he had, who always felt that he had to overcome as a player and, you know, in college with all those other guys on his team and NBA-bound guys. Then being in what people call derogatorily the Cockroach Basketball League, where coaches had to be salespeople. You had to constantly be fanning the flames and banging the drums and trying to fill your arena and speaking at Rotary clubs and going to auto dealership openings just to give away group tickets and try to paper the house and get people in to see your product. I think that just became a part of him, that he was almost an evangelist for the game, and certainly for his teams, his version of the game and his players. It just became second nature because he was never part of basketball royalty in any way or with any organization for which he ever worked.
That's exactly right. And, you know, to go back to the not holding grudges thing, I mean, Stephon Marbury pretty much blew up the franchise. I mean, they ended up rebounding and having one good year. They almost went to the finals and everything else. But you know, they were set up. They had Kevin Garnett and Stephon Marbury as rookies.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were gonna dominate the league for 10 years, and Steph gets the big head and doesn't like that Kevin got the money and leaves, and they have to start all over. And you know that promise was never realized. You know, Flip like kept on reaching out to Marbury, wanted to be friends with them. You know, Flip talked Kevin Garnett into coming back here when Kevin's first reaction was, "I don't go back to Minnesota for a crappy team that traded me." You know, he had an amazing way with people, and my favorite thing is that. Again, I know a lot of people in the local basketball community or junior college coaches, small college coaches, and they're all buddies with Flip. He's Flip wanted to go talk basketball with them.
Yeah, I just love guys like that, and you run across enough of them. So,
all right, so let's turn our attention. While we have you here, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about the Vikings and the looming matchup with the John Fox-led Chicago
Big
Bears.
Big game.
Yeah, I guess, kind of, no. are the Vikings any good?
I think they are, but I can't prove it.
That's sort of the NFL. That's exactly
right.
I
think they are, but I can't. I can't go too far in pumping that storyline because I could be absolutely wrong. if you look at numbers, if you look at stats, if you look at points scored, if you look at, you know, the fact that 90% of the time Adrian Peterson runs in the line, he goes nowhere, the offensive line is kind of hurting. There are a lot of reasons to not believe this team is any good, and if you want to believe that, that's fine with me because I'm not convinced they're good. But the feeling you get around this team is that they kind of know what they're doing, which is weird for a Viking team. I really like Zimmer. I think he's a really sharp guy. Mm-hmm. He's very credible. Norv isn't the most exciting offensive coordinator, but I think he's done good work bringing Bridgewater along. And I think, you can question any offensive coordinator on particulars, but I think in general he has a pretty good sense for what he's doing. Teddy is a very cool guy. Hasn't lit it up, but I thought he had maybe his best game as a pro on Sunday. He got smashed. They just sent everything at him, and he stood in there and made a lot of big plays. The defense is coming along pretty nicely. They've become very creative with the blitz. They have young linebackers who are pretty dynamic. They haven't beaten anybody yet. You can play a long time in the NFC and not beat anybody the way it's set up right now.
Right.
But my sense is they're kind of going in the right direction for the first time in a long time.
All right, speaking of weird, this is from your very paper and some graphs here reprinted in the Chicago Tribune today. Adrian Peterson had an illness because he ate a bunch of shrimp despite having a shellfish allergy. He says, I love shrimp. But I always keep an EpiPen with me. And then there was a report that he denied that he was swallowing chewing tobacco because there was a rough plane landing in Detroit. And then it got weirder where he says, I've been dipping for the past 10 years, swallowing dip. My body is immune to it. It doesn't affect me at all. And this is after he ate shrimp gumbo in 2012 and went into anaphylactic shock. What the hell is he doing? Why won't he stop eating shrimp, and why is he swallowing tobacco juice?
See, I my personal theory after talking to him yesterday is that the shrimp is it's really sad when you have to tell somebody you were dumb enough to eat something you're allergic to cover up for another story. I don't believe the shrimp thing. I think he did swallow chaw, and it made him a little queasy. I think the coach was messing with the NFL by calling him questionable in the injury report. I don't think there's ever any doubt he was going to play. I think Zimmer got dinged by the league for not listing Everson Griffin as likely out the week before when he wasn't going to play. I think this is just a bunch of BS. And as I said in my column, I'm just going to chalk it up to tobacco-infused shrimp. Let's combine it all in one pack.
All right, Jim, as always, we really appreciate your time, and thanks for the insight on Flip, because a lot of people, are certainly affected by it, and you did a great job with it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Jim Suhan of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show on WSCR The Score.
This football season, trust our team of Bears experts to deliver. Brad Biggs, Olin Krutz, Tom Thayer, Mike Florio, Dave Wanstead, Dan Pompey, Rodney Harrison, Zach Zaidman, Matt Bowen, Jeff Joniak, James Big Cat Williams, Paul Barkish, Patrick Manley, and more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else to talk Bears. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. The Dallas Cowboys have lost 4 games in a row, and they seem to be a sinking ship. And the one guy who's yelling at everybody else to get a bucket is Greg Hardy. Now, you don't like Greg Hardy because he's alleged to have abused a woman in Carolina. It caused him to be suspended for much of last season into this season. And you have every right not to like him. But to not like him because he won't answer questions after berating his special teams team that gave up a game-winning touchdown is kind of a non sequitur. The fact is, when you are a Pro Bowl All-Pro player, it's actually your job to lead. Now, is it hard to do considering the baggage he brings with him? Sure. The fact is that we don't decide what players listen to behind closed doors or on a sideline. That's football stuff. You might not like it, but how the Cowboys react is completely up to them. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Yeah, me too. I'll have a croissant sandwich.
So one says croissant sandwich and one says croissant sandwich?
Yeah.
Don't you guys know it's croissant sandwich? And they're just two for $4.
Okay, weirdo. Can we drive up now?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
CBS Wednesdays,
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS. CBS Tuesdays, a pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We'll be getting out here in a little bit, and my guy is in the house and ready to roll.
Your favorite words in show business.
He's not at the full boat, though, because we still have Monday Night Football. Exciting Monday Night Football coming your way.
Dr. Death is at the Arizona Cardinals.
And how is that going for him?
Bad. And they are not happy because there's high expectations there. That's a team that thought they were going to be a whole hell of a lot better.
People pick them Super Bowl.
I know.
Super Bowl. They're 1-5.
It's a Mark Trestman offense. You think, all right, let's get this thing going. Let's get it amped up. Let's roll out and start scoring some points. And no.
Well, you can listen tonight and see if Mark Trestman does indeed score some points with Joe Flacco.
And that starts with me.
Yeah, it starts with you, but I'm not sure. A bad hire is a bad hire, but I don't know why you should only have one win. Is somebody missing? Did somebody get hurt? Did they lose a linebacker early on? That was I don't know, but so whatever it is,
they lost Pernell McPhee and his violent ways and Terrell Suggs.
Maybe more than you think with Mr. Violent, huh? Even though he didn't play every snap. I don't know. All I know is they've won one game and you're in a deep hole. And Harbaugh is also listed now on the endangered species list. Is that fair?
No, probably not. Not yet. I still think he's a really good coach.
I do too. Anyway, that's your game. My guy Bruce Arians and the Ravens with Mark Trestman. Although supposedly I haven't watched enough Ravens to know if he's doing it, but supposedly he's not running his offense.
Well, that's probably best. Although we saw that historically, when he takes over an offense, usually the first year is decent.
It's decent. I don't know what the numbers are. I don't know where they rank.
But the less that he's doing that actually has his signature on it is probably better.
Better.
Run somebody else's offense. Although we thought that would be the case here with Mel Tucker running Lovie Smith's defense. And that was bad for all concerned and all involved.
And you know, here's the problem. Lovie's taking that bad defense disease with him.
But you know, Chico's running the same stuff.
He is.
That's the same. I mean, for all, I guess the lesson is we can decry the end of the Tampa 2 defense all we want, but if you have two absolutely kick-ass linebackers, it looks fabulous.
It looks fabulous. And those two guys will kick your ass.
Yeah, the thing is when you fool yourself into thinking you have that and you don't, and everybody knows where all the holes are and everybody knows where the weak spots are, but if those guys are out there, if those guys are running around, I think you can pretty much run whatever you want, but...
Oh, those two guys. Holy crap.
Keekly just chases you down and eats you.
And he does it like from sideline to sideline, he's there. And he doesn't let you turn the corner. You very seldom can turn the corner on that team. And Thomas Davis, you go near him, he'll kill you. Thomas Davis will kill you. You come near him. So, I mean, I guess it is sort of the Bears formula, isn't it? Because they did have those two great linebackers.
It only worked. That's the thing. If you have Derek Brooks, like Tampa had, one of the best of his era doing that as well, it looks great.
It looks great. How does it look now? He had a 24-0 lead on Kirk Cousins and couldn't hold it. and get beat.
And Kirk Cousins is loving every minute of it afterwards.
Man, he's jumping. He's crazy for it. Oh, he's got all nails. But I guess that's true. It is sort of an old, like a dinosaur thing. And I know Lovey's getting a little heat, but he's the general manager. He's not going to fire himself. And they're not going to do anything about that. I mean, they think they're still learning or whatever. I don't think with some of the defensive players that Lovey has, they should be that bad. They certainly don't look that bad on paper, but you know, on the field, you can't get that. You can't get beat by Kirk Cousins. You can't.
I'm not sure what their expectations were, but they had, you know, last year they were very, very unhappy with Josh McGowan.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's hurt now, so now what do you do? You hand the keys over to Johnny Manziel? But the two stories, the real stories of teams with high expectations that are floundering right now are the Colts and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think Pagano's gone. I think Harbaugh probably not. Harbaugh's going to get an opportunity to see his way through.
Yeah, I think Pagano, even though the other two are fighting, or say, and Gregson are fighting, I don't think that Chuck survives. I think that there's probably the push, and even though he also has no great words about Ryan Gregson, he's made the point that, you know, we've needed offensive linemen for years.
Yeah, the problem is we don't have anybody here who can block, right? Right. Yeah.
He's done that for a long time now, and Gregson hates every minute of it. And here comes, I would assume, a drunken Jim Mersey, because I don't know any other kind.
Is he still?
I don't know.
I thought he went away to the facility.
He did go away, I thought. But that doesn't mean he did. It took, because we know that doesn't always work, don't we? Does that? So you really think Jim Mersey is dry?
I have no idea. He had other problems, though. It wasn't just booze, right?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I mean, do you really, let me ask a question. You have ample time during the week. Do you really want to fight with your general manager in your locker room after a game?
No, but we know owners do that, especially owners that get a couple of drinks in them and come down and they're emotional and they're mad. And,
there you go.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen basketball owners come walking down. Yeah.
Couple drinks. See, that's what I think. I mean, are you sober? Do you walk down there and yell at your general manager?
Probably not. You probably go home.
That's what I do.
Scoreboard update.
5:30, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Derek Rose says his eye is getting better on a daily basis, but he's still experiencing double vision and might continue to do so for another week or two. No matter, he will play and start tomorrow night in the season opener, this after scoring 8 points in 10 minutes in the final exhibition contest last week.
I was playing with one eye, and you can tell that I was playing with one eye, so in any profession, that's just like you all with y'all. Just having like one arm and one hand or something like that, and typing, you know, if you were able to do it, you're able to do it. If not, you got to sit down. And I think that I'm a pro, and I was able to go out there and play. And it was a lot of positives I took away from that game.
I knew you would catch that one.
I mean, seriously,
what the hell is he talking about? Why are you making him say those odd things?
He even laughed before he said it.
Because maybe he knows everything that comes out of his mouth is so senseless.
I knew you would pick up on that one.
What's up, Dad? It's you like that!
Oh my God.
Cleveland, by the way, yes. We'll have LeBron tomorrow night. He will not be playing with one arm or one eye, but Kyrie Irving and Iman Shumpert, they will be out for a while. College football, Baylor has lost its starting quarterback, Seth Russell, for the season. He'll undergo neck surgery. And hockey tonight over at the United Center, it's the Hawks and Anaheim. Corey Crawford will be in goal. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Leader Bar in Chicago. That's Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. It's brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Does Derek think he's John Fox now, where he's globalizing this? It's like anything? You're a basketball player with one eye. That's not like anything else,
and how do you play with double vision?
Closes an eye, I guess, and then he has no depth perception. But
no, not really. Whenever I play, I just play with one eye. So I close the other eye until my eye is, or my vision is back clear. I just close one eye and just go out there and play. But it worked out for me.
Okay. Literally have no depth perception when you have one eye. So you can't judge how far away the basket is.
Yeah, I would think there's a problem with something there. Yeah.
Give me the list of great one-eyed NBA players in the course of history. Old One-Eye Washington. I mean, come on. No, Derek. And no, it's not just like any other profession, John Fox. It's not. You're trying to put a basketball through a hoop.
That's great. Basketball's back. That's just great.
It's not just, he's trying to globalize it now. Everybody's John Fox.
Well, you know, just like any other profession where you lose an eye and, you know, you're trying to type. Wait, what?
You lose a hand, you lose an arm. Very common.
Just another day.
There's nothing but one-handed guys there.
Sure. Right. Well, you know, remember that year they had the threshing machine there? And guys,
yes.
Remember, and guys kept losing limbs.
That's what happened.
Right? And then there was another year, there was the wood chipper.
Yep.
Then, what was it? Sam Smith lost a leg. And
yeah,
lost
Sam
a
Smith. Freddie Mitch lost an arm.
Yes, he did.
Gone one.
Hey, we want Derek to play with just one eye.
Why?
We're just doing play-by-play back here. It's Derek grabs the rebound, launches a three.
Yar.
Derek takes off from half court and dunks it.
Oh, don't do it like that from half court. With one eye. Stacey King, he'd call him
Cyclops. Oh, Neil Funk, you see that one-eyed pirate?
That's your point guard falling all over the place with one eye. That's your point guard, Neil Funk, with one eye. The one-eyed Jack, jacking a one-eyed three from 52. Don't do him like that. Too fast, too big, too strong, too good, too blind in one eye. Too much double vision. He got triple vision.
Got to borrow Edwin Encarnacion's parrot. Yeah. Found the eye patch out there.
Imaginary parrot. Oh. And the jolly Roger. What is he doing?
Well, it's fine. I just close one eye.
What?
He's at the free throw line, chucks one into the third level up there.
Sorry about that.
His next one just drops out of his hands.
Right. I'm sorry. I thought the basket was closer. I only got one working eye. No worries.
Or no, he closes the wrong eye, though.
It is Derek. No, Derek, close the eye that
my
doesn't.
My left eye is bad. All right. I'm going to close my right eye when I shoot.
Baseball pass into Jimmy Butler's face. That was not an accident, though.
Yeah, I meant that.
Oh.
Jimmy reminding people he has two working eyes.
I just love the image of taking off from a half court to dunk.
Sorry, I thought the basket was closer. I had a little problem with the old depth perception. We're good. Just working out some issues.
He's constantly dribbles and runs into people in his own team. Thought he was further
away.
You can't
close one eye while playing NBA ball.
He just said he does.
How do you see a screen coming?
You don't need to.
Okay.
Or on the bench, he always misses his mouth with a water bottle.
Mrs. Mouth.
Yes. Well, he would never have one of those.
Wow. It hasn't even started yet.
No,
it's already in the season four.
It has not started yet.
Oh, but Jimmy's all right, picture him eating. What is it? Steve Martin movie? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? The dinner scene where he's got the eye patch on?
Yes.
Poking himself in the face with the fork?
Ruprecht. That's that great scene where he goes,
excuse me, may I go to the bathroom first?
Why, of course you can.
He just goes, thank you.
That's right. Ruprecht. That's the scene where he's trying to remember the guy's name. Remember when he was like in jail and he's trying to remember his name? His name is Lawrence Fells. Lawrence Fanes. His name is James Jensen.
There's a Forrest Lawrence.
Forrest Lawrence. Oh.
May I go to the bathroom first?
There's a Lawrence Jameson. Yes!
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
The Bears are 2-4 on the season and have been gathering strength during their bye week and are now ready to pounce on the unsuspecting Vikings. Well, not sure about that, but it sounds good. Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show's Middays 9-1. We're covering Bears-Vikings right up to game time, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's a blessing!
And he's now at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Tom.
Hello, friend.
Construction worker, owns a $110,000 home he bought for cash 5 years ago. He wanted to refinance, but he didn't call David for over a year because he thought his credit sucked, which is wrong. Tom's score was 680. David helped him do a cash-out refinance to pay off debt, save over $200 a month, and build an emergency fund. 18 hours later, Tom called and informed David he lost his job. If Tom called 6 months earlier, he still would have lost his job, but he'd be debt-free and have an emergency fund to live off of until he found another job. So if you've been thinking about refinancing, stop procrastinating. Do it now. Pick up the phone and call David right now. You can avoid the problems that Tom had. David will help you, but you got to call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Tune in to Chicago's top-rated real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon and AM 890. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. Pearlmortgage.com/licensing.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:43 on Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. My two favorite words in show business.
Right home.
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Okay.
Tired. I listened a little earlier to you guys talking with coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you about basketball coaches. They're the best ones to talk to. Baseball managers before games. Now, I've been lucky. I got to cover Ozzy, so.
Right.
That's built in.
the stuff you learn, because, you know, Ozzy would have two sessions. There would be the on-the-record session that would last like 10 minutes where he'd tell you, you know, this guy stinks, this guy's okay. And then there was the off-the-record session that would last 30 minutes where he'd tell you, this guy blows, this guy's terrible, Cuba sucks, like all sorts of stuff you learned from him.
You know, I don't know if baseball managers, I have no idea because I haven't been around them and I really don't need to be. But I found that at times they were great, but there's something more, I don't know what it is about basketball coaches that even at the most heated moments that I walked in years ago when it was the Lakers and the Celtics playing the old Boston Garden, when it was like 115 degrees in there. Do you remember that game?
Absolutely.
It was like unbelievable.
I know this story well.
Yeah, and I was lost in Boston Garden all the time. I could never quite figure out where I was. So I walk in this door, and pacing in this room, the only one in there is Pat Riley. And I figure, oh boy, I think I made a huge mistake here. And he looks at me and said, did you need something? I said, no, I just opened the wrong door. He said, well, I'm here. Do you need something? Because before games, he would want to be by himself. He would find a space where he could just walk around a room to get ready for a game. He wouldn't stand with his team, and he wouldn't stay in his office. He would just go and walk. And I said, no, I really didn't need anything. I appreciate the offer because I thought he was going to kill me. Because you know that first look he gives you when you walk in there and you... Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was doing it, Lawrence. I had no idea he was there.
Huh.
But I think a football coach would have killed me.
There are a couple coaches that I've come in contact with that do... Like Dave Tobe was one of those guys where if you had a conversation with him, he would tell you things about how football is played. Lovey early would explain stuff to you.
Before you started annoying him.
Before I started annoying him. But they also all think that it's government secrets.
I know.
And basketball guys don't because there's only like three plays.
Right.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing that I've never quite understood about football coaches, that they feel like they're guarding some sort of government secret. College football coaches, I think, are a little bit better at that than you talk to them. The problem for me is that, obviously, I don't know everything about the NFL that I would like to know about the NFL, and you ask questions to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the idea.
Sensible approach.
What I found with football coaches is that they expect you to know everything, right? And then when you show them that you know more than they think you know, then they get really defensive about it. Case in point, the guy who's running the Bears right now.
Well, he's kind of his. That's become a clown show.
These press conferences, that
stuff with Ratliff, making it like it was just another day, happens all the time, no big deal.
I like what Potsy said, too. The idea you fired your starting defensive tackle.
Right.
That's not normal.
It isn't his world.
It is. It really is.
You know, here's the thing about him, too. And I've noticed this over the years. And this goes way back. Generally, when you start a game or at some point in the game, the guy who's doing color or maybe even the play-by-play guy has an anecdote about the guy.
Right.
I've never heard one about John Fox. I've never heard anything anecdotal about his life, about him as a guy, or I found him here and it was really wonderful. Nothing from anybody.
I'm okay with guys wanting to keep their lives private. And I think that he's done an excellent job of that. I don't know if there's anything that's that interesting about him. And that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I think he's a good coach. I'm going to take away from his coaching ability. I just think he's the guy that one of the few guys that doesn't even have a story about him. Maybe that's what he wants.
Maybe
that's what he wants. I mean, I know that when you start a basketball game or something or a baseball, you got a story about somebody. You got a story about that manager, that coach. You've got something to say because you know it. With John, I've never heard it. I've never heard that. Hey, by the way, have you heard this John Fox story?
We'll see. And like, just going back to the Bears teams that I covered, where Rob Marinelli is one of the more quiet guys that you'll come around, but that guy's got stories. You know, there's shrapnel in his leg, and you know, him and Lovey roomed together when they were coaches in Tampa. And he's apparently like a really interesting guy. Absolutely. Victor. Well, now we know that.
I did not fare well against Victor.
The one time I ran into Rod Marinelli outside of anything football related was in a bookstore in Wheeling or Vernon Hills. And he had this just armload of books of all different kinds. Mm-hmm. I saw him and said, wait, that is Rod Marinelli, isn't it? And he was just like all these like nonfiction, but like just buying this stack of books. I just thought that was, are you going to like read
all that? Yes. Rod Marinelli, yeah, right there.
He was one of those guys that was very good at motivating players, and he would find different ways to do it. Same thing with Lovey. I wouldn't be surprised if Lovey has read a lot of psychology books because he's got the disappointed dad thing down. Like that was his go-to move when he wanted to get a point across to his players. Like he was real, and those guys all tell you, like, he's real good at needling them. Like just like not enough that you walk away going, I'm gonna punch that guy in the face, but enough that you're like, okay, I'll show you. I'll show you how good I am at this job. He knew how to push those buttons. He doesn't know how to push them down in Tampa.
I was going
to
say, what's he pushing these days?
I was going to say, what books is John Fox reading? What's his? Because he seems to have one tactic, and that's globalize everything, and no matter how bizarre something is, act as if it's completely normal.
Well, the players will tell you that they really like him.
Yeah,
I'm sure because he treats them like men, and he is fun. People I know that have covered him said, on the record, he's going to infuriate you.
Yes, he does.
He's going to infuriate you, and he's not going to say a thing. Off the record, occasionally, he is interesting and or funny.
Hmm.
But the thing is that he...
Funny how? Like, does he do voices or make Terry's odd noises? I was going to say, does he tell the aristocrats or something? I mean, okay.
Well, that's something, though, that a guy would pick up on. And if I'm doing color work on a game, I would follow that up and say,
right,
okay,
somebody
give me
might
something.
Say,
give me something.
You know,
yeah.
By the way... This guy tells knock-knock jokes a little something, blue.
Something other than the son of a Navy SEAL period paragraph, my game's over with him. Okay. That's all I got to say. He's the son of a Navy SEAL.
I'm still trying to figure out what does that mean. Does that mean that there is a level that there's just because the guy was a Navy SEAL?
What if he was a bad Navy SEAL?
He usually aren't.
I don't think you can be a bad Navy SEAL.
I'm sure some are better than others, right?
Well, maybe, but you're not a bad Navy SEAL. That's a tough thing to be.
But well, maybe you get there, and maybe you're not as good as they thought you were going to be, and then they have to demote you.
Is the guy a SEAL all the time?
Yeah, he's a SEAL.
Yes, he's constantly swimming around putting bombs on the undersides of boats.
I mean, does he come home and that's how... Is the idea that, well, he was run... It was a very strict household that he had. And or maybe his dad really loved the time when he wasn't being active in military hot zones and would come home and hang out with his son and do all sorts of fun and wacky stuff. We don't know.
Right. I guess that's a great point. That you assume that maybe you can allow for Navy SEALs off the job to have their own
personalities.
Yeah, absolutely. To be entirely different people.
I'm sure they do.
I know plenty of Marines and soldiers who are some of the funniest guys you'll ever meet. And they're also very serious when it's time to get serious.
I want to say Rob Riggle was a Marine.
That doesn't surprise
me. Right?
Yeah. Big Royals fan, too. They got the Royals celebrity fan contingent.
Paul Rudd. Yeah, he is.
Paul Rudd and the guy from Modern Family.
Which guy?
Big guy.
Oh,
Eric Stone Street.
Yeah.
Stone Street,
yeah. They got a whole contingent
of
celebrity fans. Yeah,
he's a big Kansas State football guy, too.
Huge.
They love their Kansas State. They can't get enough of all of it. All right, some quick thank yous. We'll let Lawrence do his thing. He's got the full boat's not sailing tonight.
Not tonight.
And you got to read about our shift change, don't you?
Oh, my God. What did I do? I put it away.
It's brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. They're going to have craft beer night.
Our home Friday night for craft beer night. You're right. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I got your back, Terry.
That's very good. You got it.
Yeah, we thank Matt Bowen and Zach Zaidman and Jim Suen for joining
us. Thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abatacola.
Patrick Willis, who knows? Maybe he comes back and plays one day, but he was an automatic Pro Bowler every year.
They lose Alden Smith. Borland, maybe a starting backup linebacker. He retires.
The old starting backup linebacker.
I think the tackling machine is done. I think the tackling machine is added. I love Adam Adekola. He is. Dale Jr. keeps it high and dry. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Big topic of conversation up in Seattle, really everywhere. You know, when you're the defending Super Bowl champion, they just expect you to just come out and we're going to roll again. But this league restarts every year.
You know what? Where do you get that kind of insight?
CBS.
Where do you get that kind of insight? We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, and we will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between. A production of Westwood One.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Are kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Yeah, me too. I'll have a croissant sandwich.
So one says croissant sandwich and one says croissant sandwich?
Yeah.
Don't you guys know it's croissant sandwich? And they're just two for $4.
Okay, weirdo. Can we drive up now?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hey, sports fans, listen up. This season, make the right call and get down to Hawk Chevy on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview and score big. Hawk Chevy stocks one of Chicago's largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Credit problems? No problem. The pros at Hawk Chevy know what it takes to get you driving today. They've got the ride that's right for you and your budget. And no one will pay you more for your trade-in. Hawk Chevy on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview. Online at HawkChevy.com, where Blackhawks fans save big.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move.
Five low.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glor.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The